Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and happy Wednesday, February 17th, 2016. This is Aaliyah, your host, and thank you for tuning in and archiving A Personal Hearts Radio. I come to you live every other week, twice a week, sometimes twice a month, sometimes three times per month. I'm very glad that you decided to listen today and to hear the heart of the Father and to hear the wisdom that the Holy Spirit wants to share with you today. I want to let you know always, always, always that you were born for a reason. You were born for a purpose under heaven, and you are beautifully created. You are majestically made, and you are of the royal family of God Almighty. So sit back and relax as we enjoy this worship song called One Name, and I'll be right back. God bless you, and thanks again for listening.
Living God, feeling
thank you guys again for and gals for joining me. Sometimes we have to be reminded of the love of God. Sometimes we have to be reminded of the Spirit of the living God who is ever present with us. Sometimes we have to be reminded that we are not alone. And that's the title of our show today that the Lord has given me, because sometimes as we walk this journey of the Christian life, as we walk the narrow road that leads to eternal life, which is life with Jesus Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit in heaven. As we walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for God is with us. As we walk, saints, it gets lonely, doesn't it? As we walk up the mountains, as we walk through the hills, it gets bumpy and it gets lonely. And sometimes that sets in because we feel that we are alone. But at those moments when you feel that you are alone, you're really not. At those times when despair sets in so deep, you're not alone. You are not alone. I want to reassure you that God in heaven has assured you that he will never leave you nor forsake you. I want to reassure you that this life, that you have an innumerable company of angels, and your angel that was with you when you were born is right beside you, that you are not alone. And so when you feel the problems of life, when you feel despair, when you feel loneliness coming upon you, that, saints, that is when you have to dig deep within yourself and remember and hold on to the rock of your salvation, who is Jesus Christ. That's when you have to say, I am not alone. Jesus says, in this world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so you are not alone. Yes, the road is lonely. Yes, it's because God, as you're walking on that road, as you're walking, God is pruning you. He is shaping you. He is shifting some things in your life. And sometimes you might come up into a stop sign, and that stop sign says no. And you say, Lord, why no? Or that door is closed. And you say, Lord, why is that door closed? Because I have something better for you on the other side. But then another door opens, and in that door there are three other opportunities. But if you had you gone through that door that God said no, you wouldn't have found those other opportunities. And so remember, whenever God tells you no, it's not really no. It's really a yes for something better. God loves us. We are his children. He will never leave us or forsake us. God is a merciful God. He's a wonderful God, and he's here for you. So when it's lonely, when times are tough, don't worry. Worry is not of God. Don't be concerned. You just hang on to God. And as they say, most churches say, God's unchanging hands. His word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And Jesus says, I am God and I change not. And so again, the title of our show today is, You Are Not Alone. Sometimes couples who are married, they're more lonely than they are when they were single. And that's not your spouse's fault. That's not your children's fault. If you're married and you feel more alone than you do when you were single, it's a spiritual issue. It's a soul issue. You're seeking something in your spouse that only God could fulfill. So when you feel that way, and loneliness comes to all of us because we were made for love. God is love. If God is love and he created us for love, to love him. And to love one another. So if you're in that spot where you say, I am so alone, I am so lonely, Jesus, help me, reach out to him, and he will fulfill that need in you, whether it is that you might be saying, I need someone to talk to, or I need something to do. God will fulfill that need. He will open that window of opportunity for you. I want to tell you that you are never alone. You are not alone. And so now we're going to go into our next song. This is by Carrie Job, and it is called I Am Not Alone. I'll be right back. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
You will never leave.
God, saints. I hope that song brought to you much encouragement because you are not alone. I want to read something to you that I found, and I pray this brings you further encouragement. Sometimes as Christians, we will have to be alone. Sometimes we have to withdraw from the crowd like Jesus did and commit to the Lord in prayer. Yes. There is a time to have fellowship with other believers, but there is also a time to have fellowship with our Lord. But some of you might be saying, Aaliyah, how about if I'm actually alone? Maybe you're not married yet or you don't have a lot of friends and family, and I totally understand that because I'm in that situation. And I know it can cause us hurt. It can cause all of us hurt inside. Feeling alone is actually a good time, a great time, a magnificent time when we are to build a strong relationship with the Lord by drawing closer to Him in prayer, building up yourselves on your most holy foundation, on the Holy Spirit, praying in the Spirit, praying in other tongues, rejoicing in the Lord, because only God can fill the emptiness. Have you ever wondered why God has so many names? The God of peace, the God of comfort. He's actually so much more. Jesus actually gives us these things, peace and comfort. Sometimes when we are alone, it can discourage us and cause some of us to lose sight of God. I pray that never happens to anyone, because Jesus is not the reason that we feel alone. So we never, ever want to lose sight of God or be discouraged, because Jesus is love. His very nature is kindness. He doesn't cause discouragement. Jesus doesn't cause any of those things. Jesus is the reason why we have joy, we have life, we have the good things that we have. So don't ever lose sight of God. Don't ever be discouraged or be upset with God, because He's not the one to be upset with. He's the one that you go to when you are upset, not run away from. Don't ever, ever, ever be upset with Jesus or blaspheme the Holy Spirit, God forbid. And don't ever, ever lose sight of God, because He's the one that you need to hold on to. Jesus is the one that loves you more and loves you more than anyone in this world, and that will stick to you closer than a brother. When we keep our focus on the Lord, we would know and understand that we are truly never alone. God is always close by, and He's near to you right now. God is working in our lives for His purpose, so don't ever think He's far, because His presence, His holy, beautiful presence, goes before us. When you have time, saints, ask God to give you comfort. Find a quiet place and talk to God like you would a friend, because He is our friend. He will never turn you away. When you start building your prayer life, you'll feel more and more of God's awesome presence in your life. The peace that God gives us when our focus is on Him is unexplainable. It truly is. His peace makes you stop worrying about everything else that is troubling you. He reminds us that His love for us, and we are never, ever to worry, because He will take care of us. That should excite all of us, because God is faithful. We can talk to Him while we're walking or while we're cooking. We can rely on His strength, and we can trust in God to help us. In that, saints, when you realize and look to God that He is the source of everything, you'll truly find your blessings in all situations. You'll see how you can use any situation to grow and get closer to God to advance His kingdom. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of God, so God is actually living on the inside of all believers. John chapter 14, verse 16 says, I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper who will be with you forever. 2 John 1, 2 says, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. What a wonderful assurance that we have our very own best friend living something on the inside of us, and that is the beautiful, most wonderful Holy Spirit. In Galatians 2:20, which is one of my favorite scriptures, it says, I am, you are, crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. When there are times, saints, that you do feel alone, I encourage you to rejoice. You know, some of you may find this ironic, but I love to find worship songs in the book of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, there are several songs as the four beasts and the 120 elders sing to the God on the throne and to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, giving him honor and glory and strength and power. All those things elicit all that worship, and the Holy Spirit being on the inside of you bubbles up into fountains of living water, bringing forth joy in the name of Jesus. So when you're alone, and I know it sometimes may be hard, reach for him. Reach for Jesus and tell him, Lord, I feel lonely right now, but I thank God for your Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of me. And then turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and chapter 4, chapter 5. I'm sorry, chapter 5, and you'll find beautiful, beautiful songs there, giving glory and honor and power and riches and might to the one that sits on the throne and to the Lamb of God that lives forever and ever. I rejoice with you, saints, and I bless God for you. So remember, you are never alone because you have a very true and honest best friend in the whole world. And the Holy Spirit's reminding me to say something. Jesus actually is reminding me to say something that he asked me to tell you. Many of you who are listening are lonely because you desire to be with someone. You desire to have a husband or a wife. If that is you, I implore you to go into your secret closet and ask God to fulfill that for you. I, right now, stand in agreement with you for the man or wife, not your neighbor's wife or husband, not your friend's wife or husband, but your very own husband, your very own wife. I stand in agreement with you right now in the name of Jesus for you to have your very own husband and to have your very own wife. God's word said it is not good for man to be alone, but I will create for him a helpmeet. I stand in agreement with you for that, to have your very own husband, your very own wife, one that will help you fulfill the will and purpose of God for your life. Now remember, saints, when God gives you that special person, because God says where two or three are standing together as touching anything they shall ask our Father on earth, asking anything they shall ask on earth, it should be done of our Father which is in heaven. So I'm already believing that that person is coming for you. You have to believe too, because God's words do not fail. When that person does come, remember this, that you were 100% before you met them. You were complete in Christ Jesus before you met them. So it's not a 50-50 that makes a whole. You are a whole person, and another whole person are coming together to complete the will of God. So you give them, you give your first love is Jesus Christ. You give your worship and adoration to him first, because it was him before there was ever anyone else. Remember that you are complete in Jesus. You are 100% before you became in any situation. And if you want to become 100%, ask God to complete you. Your identity, your purpose is in Jesus Christ and not in any person. Your identity is in Jesus Christ, never in a person. Don't follow man. Follow the Christ in that man, and you'll become a complete person. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Our next show will air March 2nd, which is Wednesday, God willing, 2016. I love you, and you're going to have a wonderful week. Remember, we've already stood, we've already agreed that God will give you a husband and a wife that you desire, your very own husband and wife, one whom God has sent to be with you. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. You are not alone. Never by yourself. God bless you, and thanks for listening. Have a wonderful week.
Lord, I'm ready now. I'm waiting for your triumphant return. You're coming soon. This world has nothing for me. Find my peace and joy. You're alive and living.